me tell you something. I've been through some times this whole life. I've had sicknesses in this house I live. In this world we go through. Sister Mary went through cancer. But you know what got her through that? It's the power of prayer. I don't put my faith in nothing else in this whole world. I don't put my trust in man. I don't put my trust in man's law. I put my trust in God. First, that's the one she'll see through. I tell you what, Sunday night, I requested prayer for my family and for my nephew, a little baby that was born in this world Monday morning. The doctor said he had to have heart surgery. The doctor said it's going to be a long road recovery. The doctor said Wednesday night, we got a phone call, Brother Jerry. He said he had a 50% chance to make it. But we got on our knees. We fell from our Almighty God. And we went to him in prayer. And we got a phone call this morning. That road of recovery is coming short.
Yeah.
Praise God. The heart's healing, it's pumping. The lungs are working its full capacity. Amen. They're closing up his chest. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. That 50% chance went to 100.
Amen.
Praise God. Church, I know a God that can heal. I know a God that can save. And I put no other trust in anything else. Praise God. Amen. Church, I tell you what. Amen. I tell you there ain't nothing. Amen. Impossible for my God to do today. Amen. Church, I tell you what, we look around all the time and we look for answers from scientists and from doctors. And sometimes when God moves, the doctors are left scratching their head. They're wondering what's going on. I've had doctors tell people they're healed of cancer. They said, you're one lucky person. You're one lucky person. Luck had nothing to do with it, brother. Let me tell you something. That's the mighty healing hand of God. He reached out and touched that old body. He reached out and touched that person that was supposed to leave his walk alive. People say they're on their deathbed. Machine's the only thing that's going to get them through. And if you take them off the machine, they're going to leave. But I've seen many times when you take them off the machine, God intervenes. Amen. Church, amen. They're alive today. Amen. Praise God.
Hey.
Woo! Praise the Lord today. Amen. I know my Redeemer lives. Amen.
Amen.
I know where my strength comes from.
Yeah.
That comes from the Lord today.
Amen,
amen. Church. I tell you what.
Amen.
I wasn't exactly feeling everything I had this morning. We pulled out in this old parking lot and we was about to get out of the truck to come in. Hey, amen. I got that phone call. Hey, amen. That seal in my truck about came off. Amen. Church, I tell you what, I couldn't wait to be in the house of God. All my cares and worries are behind me. Amen. Hey, amen. Because I knew my God came through for me. Praise God, church. Today, during this word of scripture we're about to read, if you have a need today and your pastor won't disagree with me whatsoever, if you have a need today, I invite you to come. The altar's open 24/7. We don't have to wait for an altar call to get done. If you want to see miracles happen in your life, you want to see people that are lost and your family saved, praise God, I invite you to come to some altar and leave it at the throne of grace. Amen. If you would open your Bibles with me to James, James chapter 5, we're going to read, start from verse 13. I believe this is a good scripture. I preached on it a long time ago, but you know what? I had a different scripture to read Friday night, but the Lord gave me this, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know when I was going to get a phone call this morning, but when I got that phone call, it confirmed my message for today. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 13, and it reads, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and pray over them, anointing with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And he hath committed sins that shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another, and you may be healed. The effectual, perfect prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Church, let me tell you something. I've had many people tell you. I've had people pray for family members lost down this whole world of sin. They told the family you can pray for me all you want. I'm bound for a devil's hell. There ain't nothing going to change it. But I know that same person kept on praying, Brother Jerry. They kept on praying and praying and praying. Now that person, the deacon of a church, that person is taking command. Amen. And that person one day is going to heaven. Amen, church. I've seen the power of prayer work. I've seen healing. heal is done. People with stage four cancer. People with heart diseases. People just in nursing homes. Amen. It's just waiting to die, but I've seen God intervene in their lives. Amen, church, you can't tell me any different how good God is. Amen. He's a great and all-powerful God. Amen, church, those times of trouble we just talked about. Amen, I remember a scripture we read not too long ago in a message. Jesus, the Lord, God is a stronghold in a time of trouble. Amen. Church, I tell you what, when I got a need in my life, I know where I go. Amen. I don't turn to somebody, a shrink. I don't go to no therapist, amen. I don't lay down on the couch and drink coffee and tell somebody my problems while they're rubbing my head, amen. Church, I get down on a bended knee. I go to my Heavenly Father, amen. I get down and I tell Him my troubles. I tell Him my problems and He listens to my prayers. No, they may not go 100% according to what I want, amen. But God has a plan for you today. God has a purpose for you today. The sister said we all have a purpose in life. Amen, sister, I about shouted when you said that. Because they tied in right when I was preaching today. God has a purpose for each and every one of us today. God has a plan for us. And a lot of times, like I say, it ain't going to go your way. But God still delivers. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, my God is more than able today. Amen. To do what we need Him to do. Amen. Church, I tell you, God's timing is perfect today. Amen, church. I said sometimes I get down and out. I get in that old valley, and the devil kicks me around and pushes me around a little bit to kind of see what I'm made of. But I know the Lord gives me strength in those times. Amen. He's all I needed in a time of trouble. When there's nowhere else to turn. When you can't go to your mom and daddy about things. There's some things you can't go to your pastor about. That needs to be between you and the Lord. Amen. But God will deliver you in a time of trouble. Amen, church. I tell you what, I know there's people in the story that have been in the hospital today that's given up on hope in God. They're laying there just waiting to leave this world. Leave this walk alive. But I'm telling you what, instead of asking that old doctor that comes in there, I believe they need to look above. Amen. And feast their eyes on the sky. And I believe God will deliver them in that situation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, church, I tell you what. Hey man, doctors only go so far. Hey man, but God goes all the way.
Amen.
Hey man, church, I've heard doctors many times. They'll sit there and make remarks. Hey man, if I can't take care of you, nothing will. I've had doctors, I've heard that. I've heard them out of doctor's mouth before. Hey man, I spray a lot of houses. I do the bug business. Hey man, it's not a glamorous life, but somebody's got to do it. Hey man. But you know what? I get to visit. I get to meet a lot of people. Amen. Interesting people in my line of work. And the stuff they say, I've heard doctors tell me. And if I can't do it, nothing can. But I've heard also heard doctors. Amen. I'll be out talking to this one guy. Let me tell you something. You need a good doctor. Dr. Case is the man. You want working on you. He told me. He said, brother, the healing don't come from my hands. I have an almighty physician that works through me. That's the one I want working on this old boy when I need it. Amen. I don't want that old doctor who says he don't need God's help to do it. Church, we can't do nothing without God. We can't wake up in the morning. We can't make a breath of life. We can't lift our legs and sit on the floor. God is the only one that makes it happen today. Amen. Church, we're blessed beyond measure today. We're here and alive with our church family. And most importantly, if you're saved, we're ready to go home one day. Amen, church. But today, I want to talk to you about a prayer. Amen. I love healing. I love healing prayers. I love seeing the lost. Amen. Saved. And to me, that's the most important prayer that a man can pray today. The Bible says there's only one sinner prayer, amen, that the Lord hears, and that's a prayer of forgiveness, amen. Mm-hmm. That's a prayer of repentance today. Amen, church, I'm telling you what, if you're lost here today and you don't know the Lord, there's a prayer that you need to pray today. Amen, there's a prayer that you need to come to the old altar today and leave it to the Lord to take care of and change that old heart, amen, and change that old life that you're living. Amen, I know God is more capable of doing that for you today. Amen, you talking about a heart transplant you've never seen, brother? God can do it for you today. Amen, God did surgery on this old boy a long time ago. He took that old heart and gave him troubles. He took that old heart that wasn't working right. He took this old body and made it anew. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, the Bible says when we're saved and born again, we put off the old man and put on the new. Amen. And that prayer that we pray, amen, works miracles, amen. That's amazing what a prayer can do. A sinner's prayer, God will hear, amen, He will save you.
Amen.
Amen, save you from an almighty death to all pain.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, church, I tell you what, what Randy read the other night. That Friday night was supposed to be my message, Brother Jeremy. And I was back and forth, prayer, revelation. He read that, and I was like, prayer, amen. That's what we need, amen, church, I'm telling you. I tell you what, if your name ain't written in the Lamb's Book of Life today, amen, you're in trouble today. Amen. When the Lord comes back, amen, He takes us all home, you're in trouble. Amen. Church, I'm telling you what. One day the churches will stop. One day the preachers will stop preaching. One day the singers of the church will stop singing. Amen. And there ain't going to be another opportunity for you. Amen. But one day, if you're saved today, the singing will be loud as you've ever heard it. People will be singing a priest's voice you ever heard. People think they can't sing now. Well, I'll tell you what, you'll have the prettiest voice that angel ever hear when we go to heaven one day. But church, I'm telling you what, but you must pray the sinner's prayer to get past. Amen. You must be saved today. Amen. The power of prayer. Amen. Bell as much. Amen. Church today, I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know if you may be saved today, but you may have a brother or sister that's lost. You may have parents that's lost today. The church, if you pray for it, I believe God will work. Amen. I believe as soon as we leave these doors, God will go to work in that old heart. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, my God is more than able to do that today.
Amen.
Church, I wouldn't put my trust in any other man besides the Lord. Amen. I wouldn't turn. I wouldn't put my faith in anything else. I've done that before, Brother Jerry. I tell you what, I sit there and I have my doubts. This whole week, church, I ain't going to lie, I got scared for a little while. I tell you, when I got a phone call that Wednesday night, it tore me up. I didn't know what to do. I said, Lord, Lord, I've done so much for you. I preached your word. I sung the songs you want me to sing. Please heal my nephew. Take care of Reese, that old baby today. That little baby's body, and take him and touch him and heal him today. That's all I want from you. Do that for me. I won't ask for another thing. Church, I tell you, I drove 5 minutes down the road after I got that phone call. 5 to 10 minutes down the road to my parents' house. Amen. I got the best phone call I ever heard. The Lord heard my prayer that night. Amen. The Lord hears our prayers. Amen. We put our heart in it. We put our trust in Him. We put our belief in it. I believe the Lord will hear that prayer today. Amen. Church, my God is more than capable. My God is awesome God. Amen. And I would never doubt Him. Amen. Church, I tell you what. There's been some tough times in my life. I've been in some rough situations. Amen. But God delivered me every time. I'm going to ask y'all to stand. Amen. We're going to get a song today. Church, I tell you what. If there's something going on in your life today, I know this ain't a long message. But if you're going through a situation in your life, you want to see family saved. If you got an illness you want to see healed today. If you're lost here today, most importantly, I invite you to come. Grab the pastor by the hand. Grab your friend beside you. I don't care, but God wants you here today. He wants you to pray. He wants you to leave at His feet. Amen. Amen, church. My God can heal. My God can save. Amen. I've seen Him do it. Amen. If you come today, all I want you to do is come. We'd love to pray with you. Amen.